everyone, and welcome to episode 249 of the Lost Levels podcast. This is the penultimate episode of the Lost Levels podcast.
Yeah.
Today we're going to talk about the Switch presentation, the one that we just saw this last week. We got a ton of information on the Switch release date price. We're going to talk all about it. But before we do that, I want to introduce who we have today. I'm Super Zamzy, your host. Today I'm joined by Spider Staryu.
I had to get it ready. I'm sorry. I apologize. Hello, everyone. It's me, Spider Staryu.
Dark Boo.
Good riddance.
Oh my god.
And Soul.
Yeah, it's the last. This is like our last discussion episode of Lost Levels podcast. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, this is our big one, right? Like, this is the Switch. It's kind of like our move on. I mean, yeah, as we said, I think last episode we kind of confirmed we're ending the podcast at 250. So this is the penultimate episode. But of course, if you want to have correspondence with us, you know, talk to us, we will still have the Lost Levels MPL at gmail.com. That's the email. Who knows, maybe we'll, I don't know if you guys will be quick enough, but maybe if we get some stuff there beforehand, maybe I'll read it on the next and final episode. We've come to this decision mutually, of course. I couldn't even say this decision mutually, but we're still gonna have a good episode of both this one and next, so please stay tuned. And yes, we should start with this discussion. Please.
Yes, and because we are ending the podcast, we're going to try to get as much Donkey Kong in as possible.
Absolutely.
So brace yourself.
I'm so happy. Well, there is one thing we can talk about Donkey Kong in, but other than that, there was no Donkey Kong.
True. But like we said earlier, today is going to be all about the Switch, and we're going to start with our overall thoughts. We learned a lot about the Switch, so we should have some kind of new opinion, or maybe the same opinion that we had before. So yeah, who wants to start it off? What are your overall thoughts? Are you excited for the Switch?
I'm excited. May I start first?
Yeah.
You may.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a Debbie Downer for this one. I'm actually intrigued by the new technology that Nintendo is bringing because, first and foremost, the fact that I would have never thought of somebody making that type of innovative idea. So thumbs up for actually thinking outside the box.
Oh.
Or kind of inside and outside at the same time, handheld and in home console, but nevertheless, for me, it's just unique. Let me put it like that. Mm-hmm. Now, in a technological standpoint, it kind of iffy with all the things, but the thing that killed me is the controller, because my hands are not big, so I kind of would be like, oh, the controller nice and dandy, but I heard a lot of people say that it's actually quite comfortable, albeit the size. The game, I just like the presentation overall, although I will not be buying a Switch. I'm sorry.
Allegedly not buying a Switch. Buying. Allegedly.
No, maybe you'll buy one. Period. Not even later down the road.
I don't believe it.
Nope, PS4. Yeah, that's all I have to say about before we get into the other part, so I'm going to save that for later.
Okay, so I want to go off of what you said, because I'm kind of similar that I see the system and what it can do, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. I actually like this, and it looks very sleek and just very interesting. It's a good concept. But right now, I'm not like, I need to get one. Like, the games have not convinced me that I need to get one. But I know that the system itself is very interesting, and I do want to own one. So that's where I'm at.
I'm very similar. I still plan on buying it at launch, or at least somewhat around then. Personally, I want to get the neon ones. We already have two pre-orders in. We have, I have a pre-order for mine and my brother's, but, neither of them are neon. If I don't get the neon, it's, like, not a big deal, but I would really like to get the red and blue one. I like it. Plus, he's getting the gray, so we could, like, tell him apart. But I'm really not so excited for, you know, its launch window so far. It's not really looking too good. It's only one major launch game coming out. And then they have like their Wii Sports, but I'm not even gonna bother because there's not many people who I could see myself playing 1-2 Switch with. So it's just like, It was an okay launch. Reveal. But I personally feel like they're releasing it too early because of what games are coming with it. Which I guess will feed into the later on.
You guys pretty much said everything that I was thinking. I am excited for it. I think it looks really cool, and I'm gonna be getting. I pre-ordered it. I'm getting the neon colored ones because I love the blue. The blue control looks so cool. Oh my gosh, I love the blue. But it does look cool, I totally agree with you, Sol, what you said about its launch. Its launch looks very lackluster so far. We're gonna talk more about these games as the podcast goes on. But I'll just say one thing before we move forward. Oh my God, Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild. Oh my gosh. Oh, that looks so cool. But we're gonna talk more about that later. But other than that, yeah, that's my opinion so far.
Okay. So we talked a little bit about this, but the price and the release date. They revealed it. It's coming out worldwide March 3rd for, in North America, $299, $300.
I think that's a good price at launch. I think that's a good price at launch. I would say if it was over $300, it would have been an epic fail.
I think
$299 is a great price to start off a console with, although some little things. Now, I have a question. That comes with the, that's a stupid question. Never mind. That's very stupid when you think about it, because I saw some people on Twitter tried it. They thought they was adding up the prices and such, like, you gotta buy the Switch itself. I don't think it comes with, it will be stupid. That's why I think somebody posts was stupid. The tablet, the Joy-Con, it comes with that.
Yeah, it all comes with that, yeah.
Okay, then somebody post was all stupid because they racked up like $434 because I know the highest, the memory space is 32 gigabytes, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it supports 256 gigabyte SD HD card.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a little bit smart. Okay, thank you. Yes, I've been paying attention.
Yes, pay that attention. I know.
Round of applause for Boom. On top of things.
But also, it's 32 gigabyte, you know, even though it's 32 gigabyte, all the games are going to be like cartridges, right? Like, so I don't really think
it'll... Yeah, cards.
So I don't think it'll matter as much, but it's still like, 32 gigabytes,
Yeah, but you can easily buy an SD card. You can buy a 32 gigabyte SD card for like only $40 or something.
It's even cheaper. They're cheap. They're very cheap.
So kind of free memory upgrade compared to other systems where you literally got to change the whole hard drive. Core PS4. But I just find that this price is suitable and it's feasible for our pockets because we're in 2017. We got presidents and we got Congress acting like XYZ ABCD and our money's ain't up to par, so I think it's a good price. I'm not getting it.
You keep saying it. Maybe you're trying to convince yourself you're not gonna get it. Oh.
No, I'm not doing reverse psychology or anything here.
I'm not complaining about the price. I remember specifically saying if it's above 300, I was not gonna get my own separate system, but it's perfectly at 300, so I will be getting it my own. Though I'm not exactly, thrilled about the release date, as I said earlier, because from what it looks like, they don't have the titles to back it up right now. I think they probably should have waited until they had, like, Mario Kart with it.
I think I love the pricing. The pricing to me is very fair. You know, $300, that's very fair pricing to me. So that's very reasonable. And also, I just want to throw this out there. It's going to be released March 3rd, and I was one of the people who predicted it would be released on March 3rd. Because I said before, I don't know if anyone was listening to that podcast or on my Twitter, but I said that I believe the Switch will be released on the 3rd or the 4th. And I was so glad that I was right. Exactly right.
I think I said the next week, I said it was going to be released, like March 11th or something.
At first I thought it was going to be like 17th and on, but I remember I said before, like on Twitter, I think it'll be really early in the month, so.
I think I said like the one of the last weeks in March. I thought they would push it as much as possible.
And that's, well, I think they should have, like, not looking at it.
Well, see, that's the problem, is that you either release it early and get Zelda out and get people excited for that, or you wait. Let's say they waited 2-3 more months. What do Nintendo fans have to look forward to in that half year? Like, nothing. Literally, yeah. Nothing.
I mean, so I don't want to talk about it now, but yeah.
Rest in peace, Wii U.
Oh, God, it's really weird. It's kind of uncomfortable because I'm like, wow, this is... It also has no backwards compatibility, so...
That's true. I didn't even think about that. But I was very surprised at the release date being so early. I just did not expect March 3rd. That's like as soon as possible as for March. And that's about 48, 47 days from today. That's crazy. To me, that's crazy that I'll be playing Zelda. More so Zelda than the Switch.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think they'll be coming out with any new handheld console by after the Switch comes out? I don't think so.
I know that they've said that they want to continue making handhelds or whatever, but I call baloney on that. I don't believe it.
Baloney!
That's what the Switch...
Ridiculous.
The Switch is made for the oh my God, what's the word? Portability? Is that a word?
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Okay. It's made for that, so I don't know. I don't think they're going to come out with any new handheld console anytime soon. They're probably going to come out with one in 2018 or
19. Well, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Handhelds are kind of, like, dying out. Most people are, like, going to, like, smartphones and, like that. So that's what people are usually getting for their, quote-unquote, mobile gaming. So, mm-hmm. You know, I can see why. But, you know, I think the 3DS has maybe a year or two left in it. You know, 3DS still is going pretty strong. You know, we had Sun and Moon out like a couple months ago, and that was a big, ginormous seller. So, you know, I think the 3DS will last us at least a year or two. I know, Boo, you're like, oh, you want the 3DS to go?
It's surprising that it lasts longer than the Wii U.
You're like, darn it, Wii U, no, 3DS, I wanted you to go, no.
To me, it's surprising because it's like, they figured out that the Wii U was a failure and just stopped it. It kind of abrupt. That it's not like, oh, we gonna calm it. At least Breath of the Wild gonna come out for the Wii U, quote unquote, better come out. But it looked like the Wii U just all of a sudden just said, cut the rope and just said quit. That's how it feels. Like someone snipped the rope. And said, that's the end. It was on life support, and they just cut it.
And then a few months later, they just throw Zelda out into the wild.
Yes, and it better be on a technical standpoint, at least the same as the NX.
It won't be. Absolutely not. It won't be on the same technical standpoint as the Switch. No way.
The graphics will be toned down, but I don't want no lag. There better not be any lag.
I expect lag. That's why I don't want to play it there.
I don't expect lag.
I mean, and it was an E3 demo, but when I played it, it was lagging, and to me, that was very alarming, and I don't want that.
I don't think it will lag, because it wouldn't make sense for you to make games on two different consoles, but try to keep the same technical standpoints for both consoles. That don't make sense.
Well, they did that because for Twilight Princess, right? Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess? It was on GameCube.
Yeah, but
they
did. I mean, they were pretty much the same, but the GameCube and the Wii were pretty much the same. With the NX, I don't really see it yet, but I know that there is more like power to the system, more so than the Wii and the GameCube had.
I've seen two comparisons now between, speaking of Zelda, you know, like Breath of the Wild on Wii U and NX. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And you can see it. There's a lot more graphical effects they're doing on the NX compared to Wii U.
Yeah, there's just more fidelity to the mm-hmm. NX version. So yeah.
Yes, but my thing is on the technical standpoint, they should not be a lag because you know the technical limitations of both consoles. Therefore, you can make it for the Switch, but don't try to use that same thing for the Wii U because you know the Wii U is not going to be able to handle things like that. Uh-oh.
That was my phone. I'm sorry.
Because you know, I thought I was saying something wrong.
Boo, no more speaking. That's it.
Because you... oh my God. Ridiculous.
The phones are like, we don't want you to finish. No, but please finish.
But I'm just saying, because I know it's for both consoles, but I think there should be lag existing for both of them because they should know the technical limitations. Therefore, if you have to tone down the graphics to a certain thing or discard a little bit of elements, which will be kind of for the Wii U, but do so. Well, because I just want to play it for both. I just want it for both consoles because I want a game that can end the Wii U to make me feel like, oh, this was something investment.
Well, this feeds into what we're going to talk about next, the presentation. Because you mentioned something about the lag or something, right? Because
he said the lag when he was playing it.
Well, there was one game during the presentation that was lagging in its trailer. I think it was like Xenoblade or something.
Oh, wow.
Because we were talking about, the next thing is on the presentation. I guess we can move on to that. Sorry, I kind of like
hijacked it.
But during the presentation, I think it was Xenoblade, the entire trailer, and it was not, I know it wasn't the my phone, because I watched it later on, and it's the same thing. It was lagging. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you can't, Xenoblade already is, semi-popular. You can't be, showing off a game like that and expecting it. It's not a good representation of the system itself either, so it's, that was a really poor mistake. And then we had that dude who I felt bad for, the translator, keep up, or he couldn't understand, or what. I think everyone else was, getting confused when he was talking about Travis Touchdown. That was when people were like, what the heck? But I noticed it from the beginning. I'm like, dang, this dude is, really slow.
Yeah, he's, waiting for the guy to finish before he would translate.
Which is not what you're supposed to do, the others were doing.
Well, it might have been where a lot of the translation was already scripted and he already knew what they were going to say. Maybe he went off script and he's like,
Maybe, but that dude was slow the entire time. So I think it was like him. I felt bad for him, though.
About the presentation, I felt like there was some moments that the presenters, I felt like they weren't into the game at all. They were just presenting it because they were forced to. Now, there was one person, I forgot, I don't want to be stereotypical. I think he's Chinese. It was the Street Fighter. Wasn't it Street Fighter?
I think they're all Japanese. But...
Not all of them. There was one.
That's a safe assumption.
He was the presenter, but the thing is, he was so... What's the game Ultra Street Fighter? Is that the name of it?
That was during the... I missed that. I didn't even see that during the presentation.
I don't remember that name.
Yes, it was that presentation, and when it was presented, they show it back in the day when you used to put the coin in the arcade, but it was style in Japan, where you put the coin in the arcade, and they're playing, they had tournaments for it and such, and now they brought it back. But he was so... You could tell it was genuine. He really enjoyed the game, and he had high expectations of the game because he's a fan of it, because he said... He was all in jitters, and he couldn't even speak properly. So I felt enjoyed by that because you had somebody who was entertained with it and who was really not because he was forced to present it, but because he enjoyed it. He had high hopes for it. So he was happy, and I liked that, although he was mumbling on his words, so somebody else had to speak for him. Mm. But it was very nice. But compared to Mario Kart 8, one of them got mad because the other one was camping, and I didn't blame him. I would have went on too.
Is this about the treehouse thing?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the treehouse thing.
Yeah, because I was like, they did not show off.
I'm alternating with the treehouse.
Okay, because they did not show off Mario Kart 8 for sure, because I had to search it up.
Same.
Yeah.
Well, the presentation itself, I mean, I thought they were doing reasonably well. I love the dude who did Splatoon. He was making me laugh. Even the joke wasn't as funny because the dude had to translate it, but when he would go into the two formation, I still laughed. Yeah. I found that so funny. he was one of those people like you're describing. I thought he was really into it, especially because I know the people who were working on Splatoon were really excited that they were all new people to Nintendo, and this was their first IP, and I know they're really excited about how well Splatoon did, and obviously that it has a sequel. So, I think that dude was one of the people who worked on it, so I was almost, kind of happy. I was like, aw, I bet he's so happy to be, displaying his game until, the first, basically the first reveal of the Switch. Obviously, we saw it beforehand, but this is, the official reveal.
Normally, for presentations, I kind of pay minimal attention to the games. Really, really minimal. But, Okay, Splatoon, when they presented it, you happy they come out with a sequel, but when they showed everything, it's like, you're just sitting there like, okay. The only thing I saw was updated area,
well,
new weapons, and I'm like,
all the supers got changed. There's obviously a new weapon class with those dual pistols, and there's a new story mode. I mean, they didn't say anything about it, but you could see it in the trailer. There's a whole new story mode, and they changed the hub world. So I think it's a reasonably good sequel. Because, like,
yes,
what else could you do as a sequel for a shooter? There's not much you can do for it.
Yes, well, it was good. It was like, okay, I know it's a good sequel, but it was like what they presented was kind of like, you happy for the sequel, but then when they present, it's like, it's not like you don't want it, but it's sitting there like, no. Although I like the new weapons and such, but if I compare it to the Treehouse presentation, it was very boring.
But were you expecting a sequel to Splatoon? Like, I was expecting it would just be a port, maybe it was some new hairstyles and that would be it. I wasn't, and maybe some new stages, but I wasn't expecting a whole Splatoon 2, a full on sequel. I was like, whoa, isn't it a little soon for a sequel? It hasn't even been 2 years yet.
I expected a sequel because the game's popular and many people liked it. And the fact that they got rid of things that were for Splatoon, oh my god, what was the thing called?
Splatfest.
Yes, they got rid of Splatfest, so I'm like, oh, that means they got something in the works. Mm-hmm.
And they said they're continuing DLC for Splatoon, and they said events. They did not say Splatfest in particular. And from what it looks like, the Squid Sisters are not going to be back in the same form they were, because they did show the back of Callie's hair or head in the trailer, but she wasn't in her dress or whatever, I don't think. I think she was in a trench coat, so I don't know what they're doing this time around. Who knows? They could be back, but
Death of Callie. Shoot, I already forgot who's who. Well,
you're right, you're right. Callie's the one with black hair.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Squid hair. Black squid hair.
And I'm looking forward to it, but maybe we won't have, I'm looking forward to the updates, but we might not have Splatfest this time around. We might have something different.
I would think it's a huge mistake not to bring
those
back.
They probably have the same thing under a different name.
That's probably true. My thoughts on, since we're talking about Splatoon 2 now, I think it's one of those cases where on the outside, it looks very similar, but once it gets closer to release, they really start revealing some of the new things about this game. I think that's when we'll say oh, now I see why it's a sequel and not just a port, because there are those small changes. But right now, I'm kind of more with Boo, where it's I don't see what's so new about this. When I see a sequel to a game, I expect to see that one big gimmick, that one big new thing. Maybe with Mario Kart 8, it was anti-gravity. Was the big thing. I don't see that with this game just yet. And I think that is there somewhere. They just haven't really revealed it yet.
The problem is, it's just shooters are very formulaic. And even in series, you're not going to see much progression or straying away from the original formula. So I was already very lenient with what I would call a port or a sequel for Splatoon. But I think it's the reason why you're thinking like that is because of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Because Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is literally just that. It is a port with some added. So I was going doing some research. I guess, do you want to just move into that too?
Yeah,
I'm ready. Okay, because Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, I was doing my research. It comes out April 28th. By the way, Splatoon 2 comes out this summer. We do not have a date, but summer. Okay. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is a port. We knew that. I mean, we saw it originally and we're like, oh, but King Boo's there, so maybe they're adding stuff. So what they did do is they actually have a battle mode this time around, so hooray.
About time.
They should have had that originally.
Exactly.
That makes no damn sense.
That's a thing. We're getting something that we should have had already, so it doesn't even feel right.
Mario Kart 8's battle mode was lackluster beyond belief.
and slapped down last minute.
Yep. And we have, I forgot what some of the, we have one, I think one of the SNES battle courses, I don't remember the name.
The first
one. The one that was in the Mario Kart Wii.
Oh, okay. So I think
it was No, that wasn't right, in Mario Kart Wii. It was like Battle Course 3 or 4 that was in Mario Kart Wii. There's multiple ones.
Yeah. We have that one. We have Luigi's Mansion from the Double Dash. And we have something called Battle Stadium, and it's like the generic one, which also features like an anti-gravity circle in the middle.
Yeah, that looks really cool.
And then the last one was to tie into two new characters. It's Urchin Underpass from Splatoon, and it's actually formatted very similar to the original. It's formatted to the original Urchin Underpass. Not, I don't think it's like the one, because you remember Urchin Underpass got a remodel.
Yes.
Through Splatoon. Yes. I think it's formatted like the original one, but because of that, the Inkling Boy and Inkling Girl from Mario Kart are in Mario Kart now, and each of them have three different colors. So, that's cool. And then also joining them are Bowser Jr., Dry Bones, and King Boo.
Whoop whoop! Dry Bones. When I saw Dry Bones in the thing, I'm like, I see Dry Bones, Dry Bones, oh yeah, my god.
I know,
like,
that was awesome.
I was pretty happy.
Okay, go on.
I was just gonna say, I really like, we already knew that King Boo was gonna be in it, but I'm really happy King Boo's back. I really hope we also get Petey Piranha. I'm not totally sure we will.
No. That's what I was gonna say. These are all the characters we're getting. And I'm not sure if we're getting new courses. I mean, I think we'll get DLC. I think we're gonna get DLC, but I'm kind of nervous because if there's no new courses, I mean, I'm probably still gonna buy it anyway. But like, I'm gonna be disgruntled about it.
I don't think we've seen it, but I would be absolutely shocked if there were no new courses. You're remaking a game. You're re-releasing a game. You need to add new courses. I mean, if you look at it from the perspective of somebody who never got Mario Kart 8, this is going to be an amazing game. You're going to love it. You're going to have so much to do. For people who already own Mario Kart 8 as it currently stands, I feel like I'm going to get ripped off if I buy it, because it is full price. It's a $60 game. You're rebuying the entire game. I feel like I'd get ripped off if I bought it again, and I'd be shocked if they did not add new courses. Now, you mentioned the characters, that those are the four or five, because there's Inkling, five two different Inklings. On the character select screen that they showed off, there is one more question mark. And one random character that's random?
Yes.
How do we know this?
I thought that was random.
You thought or you know?
Oh.
I thought
there's never been a random button.
There's never been a random in the game.
Okay, then
never mind. Oh, I felt so crazy earlier. Darn you, Saul.
I thought, you know, I was thinking, because the one that's missing are the Miis, but we still haven't seen if there's Miis back.
That's really interesting to me that Miis might not be back on the Switch.
Maybe they're finally getting rid of it, to be honest.
They don't have Miiverse anymore.
Which is, let's wrap up Mario Kart 8 before we get into, like, everything else.
Mario Kart 8, it's like Mario Kart Double Dash. You get to have two items.
Oh, that's cool. Important.
And they brought back the feather.
And the boo!
Do we know if it's just in races or like just in battles? Like, do we know if
we only saw them in battles?
Yeah, we don't know for sure.
I don't know what the cape look, or I'm sorry, the cape feather. I don't know exactly how that's going to be very beneficial in races.
I don't think it is. I think in the press release they said in battles for the feather, because that it makes sense there, but in race, not really.
That won't.
Well, the boo. I hope the boo has to be back in normal play, because I love the boo item. The boo item was the best.
The best. You always get bananas or green shells.
I loved it. I mean, you're right, but I was so salty when it was like, when you get the boo and it wasn't like, you know. Or when they took it away, and I think Mario Kart 7 was when they stopped using it. I was really mad about it.
You also gotta remember, there's Item Spy. Will there be Item Spy again?
That's a good question.
You know what I'm talking about, right? The Item Spy, like, on the bottom screen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there is no bottom screen now.
That's right.
Yeah, so no. Oh, that would be, actually, then the boo would be really effective then, because then you won't expect it. Interesting.
And let's hope they fix the item roulette so it doesn't depend on distance.
Please, yes, absolutely.
Why does it matter, Boo? You're not going to get it.
It'll
matter for other people. I can have a heart.
Yeah, please, no distance nonsense.
You sure?
I can have a heart. I don't have to really have to buy it in order to give a comment for it. That's like saying you must own a high-rise building or to comment about the World Trade Center.
True tea.
Dang. Okay.
But nevertheless, there's one thing they show. Oh, treehouse. Oh, I gotta tie it to the treehouse. When they did the battle mode, although when they finished the battle, it showed the ranks for like 12 characters, but yet it was only them inside. It wasn't the other computers. So I don't understand that. Probably because of demo.
They probably have a special demo, I think, as well. That's what I'm guessing. So I wouldn't look too much into it.
But wait, can I just say something really quickly before I move on? Because I know it relates to Mario Kart. Do you guys like that this do you guys like how this battle mode is so far? Because so far from what we've seen, this is gonna be like Mario Kart 7's battle mode, where it's like, you know, the only difference is instead of having 3 balloons to start, you have 5 balloons to start with. And then after you lose all your points, like let's say you had like 7 points and then you lose all your balloons. Once you lose all your balloons, your points gets half, just like Mario Kart 7. You think that's fair? Do you guys like what you see so far?
I don't hate Mario Kart 7's battle mode, so I'm fine with it. It was kind of lame to watch from the It was kind of lame to watch from the sidelines.
I absolutely want to see teams in some way, even if it's like just with friends. I want to see teams. Like, come on, you have to have that as an option.
They said in the I did watch that one for
Treehouse Live.
Yes, Treehouse Live. Thank you. I was watching the Treehouse Live presentation of it, and they did say they're having more. It sounded like they're having more battle modes. So, because I think all that they have in this demo that they're letting people play is Balloon Battle and Baba on Blast, and I didn't see Coin Runners. I don't know if Coin Runners will return.
Isn't Baba on Blast just like Balloon Battle though?
It's literally Balloon Battle, but with Bob Bombs.
Yeah, so that was just like Marker 7 had that too with communities. Yep.
Actually, so they have on the battle mode emblem, they have a shine sprite, which makes me think they're bringing back all the double dash modes.
No.
That was fun though. I liked that one. We did play it a lot. It was like the least played mode, but it was still fun. whatever. And I did remember hearing on Treehouse Live say that there are still a few more surprises and modes I haven't shown. So yes, there are a few things we don't know yet. So that is very, very good to hear. Very good.
I have nothing else to say about bananas. It except it better be like new. We need new cups. We need a reverse cup first and foremost. Yes.
That's not gonna happen. I wish it would, but it won't.
It would be easy it wouldn't be easy, but you know when you used to have that thing for Mario Kart Wii where they had like the what they call them things?
The tournaments?
Yes. Where they had one where you had to race the track backwards.
Yeah, they would have to edit the course so that you could go backwards.
That was nice.
There are a lot of courses, though, that would require some heavy modification if you want to go backwards. I mean,
all gliding Mount sections. Wario.
Gliding sections, yeah.
Unless they add an anti-gravity feature.
That's true.
That's the thing. You have to start adding a lot of stuff, and I don't know if they see that as worth it when doing something like 200cc or mirror mode is so much easier for them. So.
Okay.
Oh, that one more feature of Mario Kart 8 is that they're adding this little feature where if you're not that good at the game can help you. And it'll kind of guide you a little. Yeah, and your car has an antenna.
No, it won't let you fall off edges.
Oh, that's all it won't do. Okay.
So then what happens? What?
It's like, you know how basically if you go off an edge where it would be an edge, it's like running into an invisible wall.
Oh, wow. My God.
Well, you don't have to do it. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a way to like toggle it off if you're playing online or something.
It's either not going to be online or if you see someone with it, you'll just roll your eyes.
I feel so old saying this, but games are getting too easy. Come on, it needs to be hard.
They are.
Hashtag
they
team
are.
Hard. It has to be hard.
The games are getting... It's to the point that you don't even want... The purpose of the game is for you to practice it. Of course, I understand that to make sure you don't fall off and such. But most of the games, they're becoming simple to whereas it don't require you to even think. Like games back in the day, Like, I forgot the puzzle game that was on the NES, which was ridiculously hard. And there was many games that yeah, it was really, really hard. You can die. When the moment you start the game, you take a few steps and you can die. It had to start over. But these games, they're getting simplistic to whereas it's like, what's the point?
All right, let's do some more Switch stuff. So we talked a little bit about those two games. Let's go on to the controllers, so the tablet and the Joy-Con controllers. I want to talk a lot about the Joy-Con controllers.
I do. The Joy-Cons are interesting. I mean, I guess I'm talking. Hi.
Hello.
The first big thing is that we already saw it in action, but yeah, the tablet is able to be used. The tablet, the screen thing, is the actual system. The dock is just like what connects it to the television, and I think it also charges the Switch console. It is also touchscreen. It was confirmed that it was a touchscreen, which I didn't think any of us didn't think it was gonna be. Like, who really didn't think it was gonna be a touchscreen? Like, do you really think Nintendo would do that? Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now. Yeah, there's a USB for an AC adapter charger and stuff like that. But the Joy-Cons are very interesting because, well, first of all, there's going to be a version of the Nintendo Switch with a red and blue Joy-Con, which I really want. But, I mean, there's some stuff like they have the plus and minus buttons and the things that you slide into the actual Nintendo Switch console on the Joy-Cons are called rails, and when you take them off the Switch console, the Joy-Cons have L and R buttons, because I was wondering about that when I saw Mario Kart in the trailer, like, what? How are you going to play Mario Kart with no R buttons? Like, they'd be, like, on the bottom, but no, the rails have L and R buttons, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that we're all probably, like, thinking about with the Joy-Cons is the capture button. That capture button's really interesting. They said you can take pictures and post them to social media through it. And they even said video. I don't think they're going to let us do, like, some Let's Play stuff. No, no way. But I think it's, like, PlayStation Live or something. They have something like that. So that's probably what it'll be. It'll just let you take short videos of you
doing stuff. Yeah, little clips. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That would be really awesome, though, if they let you do, like, record full things. I was gonna say, what if they could somehow, like... I bet there's gonna be a way. I bet someone would hack the Switch, because I'm looking at the dock right now, and there's, like, an AC adapter and a USB adapter and an HDMI port. I bet someone's gonna hack the Switch and the dock and have it so the Joy-Cons will record indefinitely with the capture, and you could record straight from your TV, even though it's not that hard to record straight from your TV anyway, so whatever. But and then lastly, they also have the system comes with the Joy-Con grip, so like a controller, but lastly it also has straps, which were new, and they're kind of like the Wii straps, but they go on the rails of the Joy-Cons and you can play them. They also are like a bit easier to press the buttons on the rails, the L and R buttons. So yeah, I like it. I really like that they're actually functional, because I was really nervous because I'm like, those look small. I don't know how anyone's gonna play with them, but like from the reports I've seen, they're not really. They're definitely different than a Wii controller, and that might take some getting used to. But from what I've heard, they're not a nuisance. So they definitely got their size right, and I'm happy because you can basically play on the go, like, with friends on the go, so I'm like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be so fun, like, I could take, like, I don't go out that often or anything, but, like, if I ever want to bring it to my friend's house, it's not gonna be a struggle. I could literally just bring it, and we could go play. I'm really, like, happy about that. Plus, I'm gonna be moving soon, but, you know, I'm gonna be, like, an adult, so, like, I can actually, like, this is not gonna be too hard to transfer. It's not gonna be a hassle, like, my Wii U.
That's so funny that you bring that up, because I just imagine myself taking my NX to a friend's house, and it'd be so easy, because when I take my Wii U now, it's like, okay, get the bag, put the Wii U on the bottom, put the gamepad on top of that, put the cords on that, get the GameCube adapter, get all the GameCube controllers, and make sure to have the the wires for the Wii U system, and have a charger for the gamepad, because it's going to die. And then you pick that up, take it there, and set all of it up. But that sounds so convenient. You just take the NX, plop it down, put kick the little stand, pull off the controllers, and you've got two people playing right then and there. That's a really awesome concept.
Yeah. I usually don't bring my consoles over anyone's house because I don't go anywhere.
Ooh.
It looks convenient. I can say that. It looks convenient. And the thing... Yeah, I already talked about it beforehand. I don't think the control, them small little controllers, albeit very small, I don't think they're a hassle. Many people said it's quite convenient to use. And it look, no, I can't compare it. It won't come to my head, so I might be going to try it. But I have no objections or naysays about it.
We're talking...
Objection! Oh. Sorry, because I do have an objection, because they're $50 each.
What?
Wait, what?
$80 so. Together.
True! That's what I was looking at! Wait. Oh my goodness!
They just set them off!
That's what I was looking at! When I was talking about it, the thing may be wrong when I was comparing the prices and such, that's the crap I was looking at! For $80? Really?
I think it's $90,
wait,
actually.
What is this? I missed something. What did I miss?
I think it's 50. Each Joy-Con controller is $50, and if you buy them together, it's $90.
Well, they already come with the system, so it's not like that big a deal.
Right, but if you wanted more people, it's like, okay.
And buy your own controller.
Yeah, buy your own controller then.
True.
That's what I was looking at in the image when I was on Twitter. When it was talking about the prices, I'm like, that don't make sense. Because when I thought about it, I'm like, it comes with it. But then I realized, multiplayer. That's a lot. That's, for them little small things cost that much?
Mm. Well, it has a lot of technology that goes into it.
Yeah, it has the NFC even in it for Amiibo and stuff. Like, that is a lot of money.
Then I hope the, what is that? I hope the control sticks are durable, but unlike this damn Wii U.
Mm-hmm. And the paint doesn't chip.
Ooh. Ah.
Because ain't nobody paying that much money. Hell no.
But we were talking about the tablet and Joy-Cons, right? Yeah, yes. I just want to say this quickly, because everyone already pretty much said what was on my mind. Even the $80 thing, $90, whatever. I think it's very convenient, and I can't wait, because I also take my systems on a go, like when I go to a friend's house, or just take it over to someone and be like, hey, let's play some Wii U or whatever. You know, it's a lot. It's very heavy. And I remember, I said this before, the Wii U is like a brick. I don't know which podcast I said that on, but I can remember really, I remember saying it. I remember it so clearly in my head. It's really
heavy. Last week.
It might have been last week. You might be right on that. Might be last week or something like that. But yeah, it's very heavy. So this being so light is so cool. It's so cool that it's going to be just something that's light and you can just put in like your book bag or whatever backpack, whatever the heck you have. Just put it there and you're good to go, ready to go out and play some Switch. And darn it, I didn't have the noise ready. But yeah, it's really convenient. And I don't know about you guys. I don't know if you guys even care about like colors and whatnot, but I really love the blue one. Like I said earlier, I would totally get like a completely blue one if it didn't cost like $80 for both of them. Oh my gosh, it's so much money. But it's really convenient and I can't wait to use it. By the way, we're talking about Joy-Cons and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys see the capture button? Ooh.
Yeah, I was talking about it. And I was wondering if they're gonna, you know, to what extent. They said later on, so not by release, but later on you'll be able to record video. And obviously, ooh, I'm not expecting it to be like, hey guys, I'm just gonna pop onto Twitch and stream my game. Which, if they could, that'd be awesome. But they won't. I know they won't. But
can PS4 do that?
I believe it can.
I believe the Xbox as well. Both of them can do some kind of video capturing. And you can definitely do streaming. Yes. People stream from Twitch or from PlayStation to Twitch. So that's definitely a thing. So maybe that'll be a thing here too, like streaming. Because they have been playing around with a lot of YouTube stuff with Smash and Mario Kart. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like they're going in that direction. There are two things that we did not mention about the Joy-Con controllers. Number one, they kind of serve like Wii remotes. They have the motion sensors like the Wii remote would have.
Yeah.
They also have, so the right Joy-Con is a little bit more special.
Yeah, it has that camera thing, right?
Yeah, so it has the IR sensor that I believe is the same thing as the Wii Remote? I'm not sure. They kind of described it differently.
The thing on the Wii Remote is just for infrared, just a pointer. Like, scan the bar. I think this one they were saying like it can recognize like hand signals and
your
stuff.
Hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was one, and then you were talking about the motion sensor. Yeah, that too, but you were talking about the motion sensor thing. He was talking about how like it's really good at like making rumble things, like HD rumble. The dude was showing off how it could be it could make you feel the difference between mm-hmm. say one ice cube in a glass or two ice cubes in a glass. Like that's how the holding the Joy-Con, it could make the rumbles to make it feel like that.
Right.
They said that, so when I was listening to it, it basically sounds like the way that they're showing this off is through the game 1-2 Switch. But I'm like, I'm not gonna be playing those games. Like, I'm not gonna be playing them. I hope they incorporate those into some games, because that the HD rumble stuff sounds really interesting. Like, I like the idea of having, like, maybe in a game you could like feel the sword swinging in your hand. I don't know. I think that's so cool. Like, that was really interesting to me. And then, as you said, that camera stuff or the IR sensor, I almost feel like that was just a waste to put in, because I have no idea what use that has. I'm very confused on what use that has.
For mini games, I'm sure it'll be useful. But honestly, the HD rumble stuff, that's what has me the most curious, mm-hmm. just because I want to know what it feels like, because it is something special. It's more advanced. I really want to feel it. I want to know why it's so special. And then maybe once I get my hands on these Joy-Cons, I will... I'll understand maybe the price point a little more, because $50 to me right now for a Joy-Con is ridiculous.
Yes.
But maybe my mind will be changed.
Malarkey. Okay, should we move on?
We could talk a little bit about the online system. They didn't talk a lot about it, but they did mention it. Mentioned that there's going to be a paid service.
Yeah, that.
For
yes.
online. It's going to be for free for the first until fall or summer or something. Whoever gets Switch early, it'll be a free trial, and then it'll switch to a paid service. But that's kind of all they told us. They mentioned something about a virtual console game being free every month. You don't get to keep that virtual console game, which is baloney again. Once again, baloney. It's you get to play it, and if you like it, you can have the option of buying it, but you have it free for that month. And then they mentioned some weird stuff about there's voice chat now, but
Can
do that through a companion app on your smartphone, and that sounds really
so
weird
Skype?
To me.
Skype? That better not use data on my phone.
That's the... Okay, so... are you done? Because I kind of want to go into this.
Go ahead.
Okay. The online service, from what it sounds like, is almost like buying a separate data plan for your phone that uses portable online services...
Very true.
...for... the Switch. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that what it sounds like to you too as well?
To me, it sounds exactly like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I was like, I swear, when I heard it at first, I was like, I swear, if I have to use my phone for a data plan to use Wi-Fi instead of using the Wi-Fi in my house, but that's, they mentioned something in the presentation about Wi-Fi, so I was like, okay, it seems like they're having they're making a difference between Wi-Fi connection and the whatever this paid service is. And then what you were saying, I didn't know about this voice chat thing, but, like, if I have to use my phone, I'm like, no, then I'll just use Skype or something. Like, why would I want to use voice
exactly.
chat through
how
an
how am
app
I going to hold my phone up
Skype?
While I'm playing a game? Like, that's exactly. What I'm thinking about. Like, how am I going to hold the phone? I'm not Dark Boo. I don't play Mario Kart, like, one hand, all right? How am I going to hold it? How am I going to put
you
it
play
against
Mario
my
Kart?
Ear?
Oh, God.
Yeah, mind. Boo does. Right, Boo?
Mario
you play
Kart
one
Wii.
Hand.
I can do Mario Kart Wii with one hand.
I don't know. Don't even ask me how. I can't. But I'm imagining, like, have it one in one hand and then, like, trying to, like, play a game with the other. I don't know how that's going to work. It's going to be too confusing. So I don't know how exactly that will work out. Mm. And also, like you mentioned, I don't have a lot of data on my phone. I have enough data to get me through the month, but I don't want to, like, be playing a game and it's like, oh, I'm using up all this data just to talk with my friends. That's ridiculous.
Well,
that's baloney.
I mean, I understand that, but I almost feel like it's not going to be worth it, because why would I buy online services when I don't really go out that much and, like, let alone play online games?
But here's the dilemma. This is the one that has me worried the most. Right now, I assume there's more to it, and they just mm-hmm. haven't told us. Right now, it's extremely lackluster, and I would not pay for this kind of service. This is where the problem comes in. So far, all Nintendo consoles to play multiplayer online with your friends, it's free. No, you never had to worry about that. That's going to change with this. You're going to have to pay to play online like you do for all the other consoles.
Wait, so is that what they're saying? Or I thought they were just saying that for like portable, like only on the go. Like I thought you could just use your Wi-Fi.
If that was the case, I don't think anybody would... Wait, I think we're confused here. Yeah. I don't think we're talking about the same thing anymore.
I'm talking about...
Didn't Microshit try to do that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, because, like, Microsoft tried to do that and failed. Like, no one was like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not paying for using internet when I'm already paying for internet. That's what I'm saying. I thought the online services they were talking about only had to be with, like, when you're not connected to the internet. Like, through your router or someone else's router. I thought the online services, the paid services, was almost like buying a separate, another data plan, except exclusively for the Switch. And it could be for, say, if you're in the middle of the woods, you could be playing the Switch and you can be playing Splatoon online. Like, that's what I thought they were talking about.
I'm so lost. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think it's going to be
its own hotspot where it can go on internet anywhere. I don't think that's how it's going to be.
I don't think they're going to make you pay for at-home internet games when you're already paying for internet by itself. Because, as Boo said, Microsoft tried to do something similar to that, and it didn't work.
No, but on PlayStation Network and Xbox Live right now, if I want to play Halo online, I have to pay for Xbox Gold every month. If I want to play Uncharted 4 multiplayer online, I need to get PSN. That's just the way it is, and I think that's how the Nintendo Switch will be as well. If I want to play Smash Brothers online on the Nintendo Switch, I need to be on the subscription plan for the Nintendo service.
It better be cheap.
That's it. That's what I'm scared of for the most, because all these other features, because that's the thing with Xbox Live and PlayStation Now, they have some cool features that go along with buying your monthly multiplayer thing, whatever. There are a lot of cool features. You get free games, you have access to other nonsense. Here on the Nintendo Switch, I don't see any cool features. I just see pay to play online, which has never been the case in the past.
They barely talked about it. There wasn't even a full minute of them saying anything about it.
Right. There's still a lot of time before we know anything about it. So, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right about that.
But being able to pay for, you know, the service, you know, I hope that means that they're going to improve their servers.
Absolutely.
That definitely has to be improved. There's no doubt about that. It can't be nonsense. It can't be crap anymore. It can't be people hacking online. Wii wasn't like that, but I remember back then in the Wii days, oh my god, people would hack, right, Boo? People would, like, go on Mark or Wii and hack, like, every single room you would go into. Every single room was someone hacking.
Thundercloud.
Yeah, or you finally go into a room with no hackers, and then suddenly someone joins, and then they're going giant, there are bombs everywhere, it's so ridiculous, so please, yes, paid servers better be something better.
I have a question.
What?
Were either of you any of those hackers at any point?
No, I never was. I know you're not talking about
me. No, me and Honey Bunches was killing somebody, and she called along a hacker, and then that's what happened.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. Like, we would be in a room, we would just be playing, and then if we pissed someone off, they would bring one of their friends over who would start trying to hack us and, like, just try to keep hitting us with mega mushrooms and bombs and red shells. It's ridiculous.
Angel.
Oh, that fish girl. I hate her. Oh, I don't think she watches. I guarantee you she doesn't listen to this podcast, but she is trifling. And I don't want to even put her name out there because I want people to look her up because she's a terrible person. And I really hope the worst for her in real life.
This is a great way to end. This is a great way to end the podcast, you know? Episode 299. Or 250. Or 249.
Angel.
Great job.
Everyone, call somebody out. Let's go. Soul, you're next.
I don't have beef with anyone. I'm not like Staryu or Boo.
Baloney.
I don't. What, do you really think I have beef with someone? I don't talk to people.
No. Oh, okay. All right. Let's get back to the Switch. So we have one more thing to talk about, and that's a little bit about the games. Now, we have all the games that they talked about or mentioned throughout this presentation and the hours that followed. So I'm not going to go through most of these. We can just pick and choose what we want to talk about. I will mention the five games that are confirmed to be released on March 3rd.
Legend of
Zelda Breath of the Wild. Yes, release date. Which is coming out on Wii U and Switch. the game called 1-2 Switch, Super Bomberman R, Skylanders, Imaginators, and Just Dance 2017. That's the launch date. There are many more games that were announced, but they are scattered throughout 2017. So, I heard that. So, what do we think?
I totally can't wait for Just Dance 2017. That's going to be the game of the year.
Whoop, whoop.
I was like, yeah, right. Breath of the Wild, you guys know I'm not a huge Zelda fan. It's just never really been my most favorite series, but this game looks so cool. I really, really want to get it. I really want to just dive
voice
into
acting!
It.
Voice acting!
What?
There's voice acting!
Yeah. You see Zelda crying in the trailer? Oh my god, that was Zelda, right?
That was in Japan. That was in, I think, Japanese, though. I saw the English dub. I was like, oh, they, like, died it down.
Yes, I like the English one a lot better compared to the Japanese.
She's overdramatic in that one. I like I listened to the English version, and I like it. Like, that was, like, convinced me that I was probably going to buy the game. Like, I'm pretty much probably going to get the game. Yes.
Can I discuss into it? Mm-hmm. I think the way the game is, of course they say you can go straight to the final boss and just beat it. Yep. But the thing is, I think as you play along, there's going to be scenes because they ask Link, do you remember what happened 100 years ago? So I think when you play it, they're going to be scenes because there's a scene where he has a master sword, but we already know like the Temple of Time destroyed. So I think there's flashbacks into memories that the only thing you're doing is just building upon Link's memory of what happened 100 years ago. So this game, oh my god, I want the game now.
So, Boo, wait.
Yeah.
You're going to get it for the Wii U, right?
Yes.
All right.
Ooh.
So, therefore, me and Ezzy can argue about the differences.
Yes, we can. Oh, I cannot wait for Zelda. Can we just get into all the Zelda stuff now? Because when I saw that trailer, there were two moments in the presentation where my jaw kind of dropped. One was with the new Mario game, which we will get to in a moment. And the second one was with the Zelda trailer, when they started showing characters that we haven't seen. Like Zelda herself.
Yeah, those weird fish people. Oh, the Zoras, I think. I think they're Zoras. They're supposed to be Zoras.
I think, yeah, Zoras, Gorons, even maybe the Rito are here. We don't know. That might be them.
Yeah, I felt like they would have... I feel like they took aspects from everywhere. Wind Waker, Ocarina of Time. Where is this located?
Do you remember there's a theory that suggests that this game is going to be like a combination of the timelines where they all meet or something weird like that? Like, what if that's actually the case? Because they once again showed a bunch of like locations or areas or people that are from other games. So you have the Great Dooku Tree. He's there.
Oh, yeah. The Great Fairy's back, too.
Ooh. Great Fairy's back. Mm-hmm. And there's this one shot where you see Zelda in... It's like 1 second. Where you see Zelda in like a pond.
Okay, Do you remember this?
That's from Skyward Sword in the Skyview Temple when you finish the boss and you go to the spring. That's the same thing. I've seen comparison shots. It's the identical. They keep bringing these locations from other Zelda games. That's what gets me so excited. It's like, what is the story about? What happened 100 years ago, like they say in the trailer?
The Sheikah are obviously back because of the Sheikah Slates.
Absolutely.
And I think we saw our first one. We saw one of them in the trailer. It might have been, you know, the only Sheikah that's really of importance usually is Impa, so who knows, it might be Impa, so that might be another character to add onto the list. I don't know, this game is definitely mysterious.
And then it had that woman, I probably got it confused, that woman who they show, I probably got it very confused. I thought it was Nuburu for Spirit Temple.
That's the person I was thinking of. I said
that's
maybe
probably... It's probably not her, but they did show in one of the shots a desert area, and it had the Gerudo symbol, and so like that they're coming back. Like I'm just so excited for this.
Or Gerudo.
So
there's too much. And there's so many things you could do. You could tame horses. Yes, literally as stupid as that sound.
I watched that.
he tried to jump on a horse and miserably fail. I mean, miserably with a capital M.
Oh my gosh. Can we, when the game comes out, can you film yourself trying to tame a horse? Because that requires lots of patience, lots of like slow, creepy walking into the grass, crawling. I want to see
you try. I'll be impatient.
Can your mom try to
She'll be more than impatient. She wouldn't try. She hates Zelda games.
Aww.
with a capital H. She hates them. Compared to me, I love them, she hates.
Just don't tell her it's a Zelda game.
she knows the difference. She knows Link.
But this one's so different. He's wearing blue this time.
Trust me, she'll still know. When she sees that ruby symbol, she'll know.
I want to play it, this game and all, but... You know, obviously there's going to be some progression to it, but I have a really bad problem when it comes to completing things. And it's in the sense of I really don't like missing things. And I feel like open world games are kind of like antithetical towards my mindset of missing things. Yeah. So I really do not like it. So I'm not the person who tries to 100% things, because like I don't consider collectibles as missing things. I'm like, no, I'm not missing out on the game. It's just going out of my way to get some useless achievement. But this is like, I'd be like, what if I miss looking at something? Like, what if I miss it? And considering how big the game is, because we've seen the map, like, geez, there's a lot to miss. So, at least the problem is, what they're most likely doing is you'll have to go to every single section of the map, and I can, like, individually explore each section of the map through story mode as I continue through it. So it's not the worst and the worst thing, but, you know, I still am a bit, like, almost anxious to play the game. Not just excited, just, like, anxious, because I'm definitely going to be very frustrating to, if someone were to watch me play, I'd be very frustrating to them.
I hope it's a fast travel, because the area is huge.
There
definitely is. It's teleportation.
Those towers are probably the fast travel points. Yeah, so here's the best thing about this Zelda game, is that it comes out in less than 2 months. Hmm. That's what's so surprising. I did not expect it to be here this soon.
Well, I knew it was a launch title, so I wasn't surprised at all when they said it was March 3rd, because we already had the March 3rd date of the Switch earlier, that presentation. There was no way Zelda wasn't going to be a launch title. I was like, there's no way they're doing that.
Well, there was the idea that maybe Mario was launch and then Zelda was later. People were throwing that around, but I'm happy with this. I want to play Zelda first. I've been waiting too long for this. E3 2014, give me a break. Okay, so anything else on this list of games here before we move on to Mario?
So, Staryu, didn't you want to talk about the Tetris game?
Oh, yes.
Oh, great.
So I know you guys aren't really versed in this, but there's this really cool puzzle game called Puyo Puyo. It's Japanese. It's been in... Mm-hmm. It's really, actually, the game has been around since, like, the Super Nintendo / Sega Genesis days, so it's been around for a long time. It's basically a puzzle game. You connect four of those Puyo creatures of the same color, and you make a chain, and that's how it is. It's pretty much how it is.
Yep.
But the cool thing about this game is that this is also combined with Tetris. So you have Puyo mixed with Tetris, and it just makes for a very, very fun game. I actually tried it out, because one of my friends has it, because they buy Japanese stuff, right? They have, like, a Japanese Wii U and everything like that. So they've actually had this game, because it's been out in Japan for a while. The cool thing is that this is going to finally come to here, to North America. It's also going to be in Europe. So it's really cool. And it's also going to be in English, voices and everything. So it's really cool. Because we have not had a Puyo game here since 2004. 2004! So it's been a decade. It's been a long time coming. So I'm really excited for it. And I really hope a lot of people buy it, because I really want them to make more Puyo games. I love this. I love the franchise and everything. So, yeah.
The console's not even region locked now, which is interesting.
Well, yeah. That's absolutely true, but previously it has been, like, even 3DS, like, you couldn't even buy, like, those games on 3DS, so it's, so that, the good thing is that, yes, it'll be region free, no region lock, none of that nonsense. I don't think any console does it nowadays anyway, but yeah, I'm really excited.
I don't know why they had it in the first place.
I literally have no clue, maybe because they thought people would be confused if they get a Japanese game.
Okay. I do want some Japanese games, but, I never understood the region lock thing. I find that to be the stupidest idea ever.
It makes me think that they're going to really try to make games from now on release worldwide. So that's just my thought from that. One more game. Actually, two more games. I'm happy that Fast Racing Neo is coming to the Switch. It's being called Fast RMX. I'm really happy because when you play with Avon, I think with two people, the game lags on the Wii U. So I'm ready for that to... On their website, it says 180p, 60 frames. So I'm totally down for that. And it looks amazing. And it plays amazing. I really like that game. Let's just hope the online's better. Second game is Arms.
I want to talk about Arms.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about Arms.
I realized I just saw it on the list. I was like, oh my gosh, we haven't talked about that. Arms seems to be... I almost want to compare it to Splatoon already because it looks like a competitive game with a completely new IP. Someone said it looked much more like a tech demo, and I agree with them. This game looks very much like a tech demo. It seems like they're... like, I saw the trailer, not the gameplay, like, demonstration they had during the presentation, but the actual trailer. It seems like there's actually a story mode to it, and there's, like, different characters to play as with slightly different mechanics as well. So it's, but basically, it's almost like boxing with the Joy-Cons, but... it's like, as they extend the arms very far, so it's, I compared it to Pokken Tournament, too. It's like a melee version of, like, just a melee version of Pokken Tournament, because there's grabs, that this looks like there's counters, there's blocks, there's supers, and so it almost works like that, except it doesn't switch from 2D to 3D, obviously, and there's no, it doesn't look as projectiles, because your arms are the projectiles. But it's interesting. The trailer was really weird when there was, like, that little girl and then that dude, and then they started,
that,
like,
was very weird.
I was super confused. I was like, what's going on? And then, like, when, like, the girl turned her arms into, like, ribbons, I was like, what's... is that her arms?
What happened to her?
I didn't know what those were. And then, yeah. I like the two main characters that they showed off, too. Ribbon Girl and...
Spring Man.
Or they look cool.
And also, it releases in spring. Get it?
I'm getting it, though.
I'll probably get it. It looks cool. I really want to see Dark Boo play this game.
He's not going to, though.
I know. I'm going to invite Boo over to my house, and he's going to play.
I'll get annoyed. Very easily.
All right, but Arms does look cool. I'll just say that. Arms does look cool.
I need to see more of it. I really didn't see that much of it, just that it's really crazy and what have you. I know, sorry, I'm really surprised that you're excited for this game, Arms.
Yeah, I made this, you can't already, I already made the joke about you with legs, alright? You're done. Too late. I made that joke. Who did I make that joke to? I don't know if I did it to Boo or whoever, but I made that joke already. You can't.
You did it to me.
I did it to Boo, yeah. Too late, Essie. I already beat you by one whole day. Two whole days.
Okay, whatever. I'm gonna...
Essie, I feel like you're going to be bad at this game.
So, you know what? So
not about feet.
We're moving on to
speaking of, I mean, this is when we can actually bring it up, but if you want to move on, we can bring up Donkey Kong.
I'm sorry, hold on. Not before. I really want to save Mario for the end. I want to quickly get over these other games quickly first. Two more. Super Bomberman R. Does anyone play Bomberman? And
I love Bomberman. I had it on a PlayStation. I had a Bomberman World.
So explain to me how this works. Who's making it? Because I believe that was Hudson Soft.
Hudson Soft made it, but you're putting me on the spot, so I can't really see who's making this.
Here's a better question. When was the last Bomberman game?
The last one was...
Before this.
I don't even know if they've had one for the 3DS.
No, they did not.
Not here. I think in the Wii, on the Wii, there was one on the Wii.
Oh, that on WiiWare.
It was so long ago, though, like 2009.
Okay, so this is a big deal for people who like Bomberman, then.
And this one's 8-player.
And it's a launch day.
It's 8-player.
That's something we didn't mention, is that on Switch, you can have 8 people playing together, as long as everyone, you know, has a controller. But, yeah, 8 players at once. And I also wanted to talk about 1-2 Switch a little bit more. Specifically, why isn't this bundled with the Switch? It's not with the Switch, it's not a pack-in game, I don't know why anyone would buy it. I don't know why I would buy it. I don't know if people feel the same way.
I'm not buying it.
It's gonna be a fun party game. That's what they say. They say, you look into someone's eyes, and the whole point of it is basically just looking at each other rather than looking at the screen. And so basically, it's like interaction. That's what it is all about. Interaction. I just don't know exactly what type of interaction, like what type of games will be so fun that would be worth $60 to buy this.
The cow. That didn't just get you excited when you saw that?
Milking a cow? Well, I don't know. That doesn't really excite me that much. Does it excite you, SC?
Well.
Whoa, he's excited.
SC, there's no right way to answer that question. So let's move on.
But wait, did you guys also see the Western thing, like where they were like drawing? So I'm like, okay, so like draw, like the person who shoots the person first win. But if that's how it is, like what? Okay, that's cool, but that's like a 2 second game. So what is it? Just gonna all the games are gonna be like 2 second things that you do really quickly? And why would I even need a game to do that? I could just have someone. I could just have another person waiting over there, and they say draw, and then you do it. You know what I mean? It's so silly. I don't.
Yeah, there has to be something, because right now we're just seeing these very quick, like almost mini game like situations. We need to see what the meat of this game is and what like the purpose is. There's gotta be something. There's gotta be
meat,
something
cow,
more.
Get it?
Oh, now I want a hamburger. Okay,
I want two hamburgers.
Let's move on to the final game that we want to talk about, Super Mario Odyssey. Who wants to go first on this?
Me!
Go ahead, Bill.
Because you're going to
Sonic,
buy it.
It's like Sonic Adventure now.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So. I disagree.
That's what I said in my video.
I feel like it's Station Square all over again. But I like the fact that he basically traveled to different areas. I feel like they're trying to make Mario more... Not just in his own universe, but universal. That's the word. Try to make him more universal. But I like the concept of the game. I hate the graphics of the people. And as he got happy, what would the license plate say? New Donk City?
It's all Donk about City. Donkey Kong. Yeah. There's Dixie Street,
live.
Cranky Street, K Rule Street. Yeah.
I live on Hoo-Ha. I live on Hoo-Ha Avenue.
There's no Hoo-Ha Avenue, sorry.
There's going to be.
Nope.
I live on Banana Broadway.
Banana Boulevard.
Banana Boulevard.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know, SZ was very happy when he saw that license plate.
Oh, right, it says 1981.
Yep.
And D. Oh, that's so cool. What else about this city? Oh, actually, Boo, I have a question for you. What did you mean by universal? They're trying to make Mario more universal.
What
does that mean?
I guess, like, relate him to out of Mario things.
Yeah, they said he's going outside the Mushroom Kingdom, so these are other kingdoms, I guess.
That's the thing.
Sarasaland!
Like, people are like,
that's right, I brought that up,
That would be so cool. That'd be so cool. But, like, I'm looking at, like, the human aspect, the new Donk City
with
weird.
The people.
That was
weird. I don't like that.
It's weird, but I think it's supposed to be weird. I think that's the point, is that you travel to, like, the real world, and it's weird because you're used to Mario being cartoony and...
Mario's short.
Short. And, like, colorful. Then you come to this, like, almost bland city. And I think that's the point. It's, like, that's one world where you show up and you explore this... realistic area, and then you go to like the jungle place, and then the icy desert place, or even like that pastel cooking place. Like
that place looks cool. I love that one.
Really cool.
With
the hammer
bros. I was thinking
that. Cooking bros.
I want a cooking bro to cook me something.
Oh, they better be called cooking bros or chef bros.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be awesome.
I like. They said that I forgot who. I think it was.
Ha.
I think it might have been Reggie, but someone said like this game is they're really basing it more off of Sunshine in 64 rather than Super Mario Galaxy or 3D World, which I'm fine with because you know what, I really do like the whole big explorable worlds, especially if Sunshine. If it's more like Sunshine, I'm for it because my favorite part about Sunshine was its environments. So, you know, going around these worlds.
Yeah.
And then they have something called Crazy Cap Stores, which I haven't seen anyone talk about yet because it's not just a one-time thing. Like, I thought it was just, like, because of this whole thing about hats, because Mario can throw his hat, and his hat is, like, a character, and he can use... And Bowser has a hat, and even Princess Peach has a tiara. So this, like, they're obviously stressing this idea of hats being important to the game, but... it seems like Mario might be able to, like, upgrade his hat or something, because it wasn't a one-time thing. I saw an advertisement for it in New Donk City, there's a store that you can go into, I think, in that, Cinco de Mayo, Day of the Dead-themed area. So it's definitely a place. Like, I don't know what it is and what you're supposed to do, but, like, if Mario can get a new hat, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I definitely think that there'll be different, like, power-ups based on hats and things like that. Oh,
that'd be so cool. What if it's, like, in Super Mario Sunshine where there's no power-ups and, like, there's no actual power-ups and instead it's almost, like, toggleable, like, power-ups. So, like, Mario would have to go to a hat store to change his power-up. Like, that'd be really... He could get a wing cap. He could get a wing cap.
The wing cap could come back. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, that'd be cool. Sorry, I just kind of posed that out there. But...
Yeah. No, I like that idea, and I think the caps will have a significance. I do want to say that while I really enjoyed Super Mario 3D World, even when that came out, I was kind of like, it's still not... Like, this is what I wanted.
It's
this.
Still geometric. That game was still geometrically formatted. Yeah.
And it had to be. It needed to be because of the multiplayer.
Yes. Oh, yes.
But now that that's not a thing, I'm pretty sure this will not have multiplayer. Now that that's not a thing, we can focus on something big and open world like this. And it looks awesome. And it looks really good, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. Too bad it's holiday.
That was too far away. I'm fine with Splatoon. I was really distraught because I was really hoping it was going to be a release title. Mario Kart, I'm shocked, is not. But regardless, this one was, I was like, are you kidding me? We're literally waiting a year, like, a complete year for a title that we saw. Like, Reggie said that they have more games to reveal that, and it sounded like they'd be coming out before the year end. But I am upset about this. I mean, we had other games like Fire Emblem Warriors being teased, which I thought was really interesting. But, you know, when I saw this, I was like, you're waiting for Mario to not even be out for a year? Like, come on. The first Mario game we've already technically have, and that's Mario Kart 8. And after that, I mean, maybe there's one more between it, but, like, you know, they need a strong sell, and I'm not sure if... I know it's shocker, but I'm not actually sure if Zelda is going to do it with a strong sell. But people seem to be
very... Are you sure? I'm so sure that Zelda is going to bring it. But like, if it wasn't for Zelda...
But I was going to say...
It's going to bring the money in.
People are seeming really interested in the system. It was weird because I've seen a lot of people act like, oh, no one liked it. But, like, I saw the most activity on social media about people being interested in Nintendo for quite some time. I mean, the last time I've seen something like this would be, like, Pokemon. Like, whenever a Pokemon news drop would happen, it would be all over Twitter.
Yeah. I think it's also important to note that for the Switch, now that we've gotten to this point where we have this big unveiling, from here on out, we're going to be hearing lots of news. It might be next week, it might be tomorrow, but it's not going to be like, oh, we have to wait 2 months until we hear about the NX, or the Switch, sorry. That's what's exciting, is we're just going to keep hearing. From now on, we're going to keep hearing. I'm sure there's going to be a Direct sometime from between now and E3. There's going to be E3, we're going to learn about a bunch of stuff, blah, blah, blah. Lots to look forward to, and lots to look forward to in the coming weeks and days, so... I'm sure there are more games that we have that are just not announced. Anyway, last thing to wrap up this discussion. Are you buying a Switch? When are you buying it? And if not, why?
Well, okay, that if not is for Boo. Because we're all getting one.
Yes, and he had to put a Y at the end. You are such an imbecile putting a Y at the end. Goodness.
I was thinking exactly for you when I wrote that.
Well,
I wanted to include you.
I'm buying it. I'm buying it. Hopefully at launch. It might come a little later with shipping. But yeah.
Oh, I pre-ordered it at GameStop. So I'm going to be getting it day one, I hope. There should be some there. I'm going to be going early. So hopefully I'm getting it day one.
I pre-ordered it on Amazon. And it says it's going to be here on Friday, the March the 3rd. So it better be here. And... I only got it because of Zelda. If Zelda was not a launch title, I would not have pre-ordered it, and I would not get it on launch.
So, Boo, when are you approximately getting a Nintendo Switch?
When I die.
2000, what year is it? 2017, so maybe like early 2020. Early 2020, Boo will have a Nintendo Switch.
No, I'm not getting it because I'm tired of Nintendo. I'm tired of Nintendo, therefore... I get into PS4.
When I die, that is iconic to say. So are you going to get a 3DS when you die as well?
Nope, not even when he dies. 3DSs.
But no. But I'm getting a PS4. I'm getting a PS4 Pro.
I think by the time Boo would even be willing to get a 3DS, the 3DS fairy would be in retirement. So it's not happening.
3DS fairy would be dead too.
Oh, rest in peace. Okay, wait, so we're all getting, besides Boo, we're all pretty much getting it at least as soon as possible, release day. Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Okay.
Nintendo won us over. And with that, we are done with our Switch discussion and kind of our main topic ever for the Lost Levels.
That's really sad. Oh,
that's really sad. It is really sad. But we are not going to leave you hanging. We are going to do some What Have You Been Doing, which we haven't done in like 5 years. So... Who wants to go first? Go ahead, Sol.
Okay. As for me, you know, I've been working, still working. I'm going to be working when the podcast ends. I'm going to tell you that now. Spoiler alert, I'll be working. But past that, I have been finally, I'm starting my finals. It's kind of weird. Everything's coming to a close in January. I'm starting my finals, and then I go into my next semester of school. Unfortunately, not much has been going on with my life. It's kind of sad because it's like the last one, but I don't have much to say. Still listening to Florence and the Machine. I started the new series of Unfortunate Events Netflix series, which I really like. I'm only halfway through it, but it's really good. So it's as good as I wanted it to be, and even a little better because they made changes to from the series, which I actually liked, which I usually don't. But they made changes where I'm like, ooh, now it's like more interesting, and like they actually added, I wouldn't say a twist to it, but they added something to keep watchers intrigued, because each two episodes tell a different story, and they only somewhat intertwine. So, well, at least the first, for this season, because it's the first four books. But yeah, I wish I had something to say, like, this is my last thing, like, gonna be, you know... this is my last thing, like, here's what I'm doing in the future, but, I mean, I don't really do that much, unfortunately, in my real life, because I just work, go to school, and watch television.
All right, who wants to go next?
You do, Ezzy.
All right. I'll go over some of the games that we've been playing recently, so... Uh-oh. Boo and I have been playing, well, we stopped now, but we've played a lot of Borderlands 2. A lot of Borderlands 2. Boo, do you know how many hours we've played?
13, 18.
You have not been paying attention. We've played over 50 hours of Borderlands 2. And I love it. Borderlands 2 is so much fun. So much fun. It forces you to use all sorts of weapons, and there's so many cool areas to check out, and the really awesome game. Really, really love it. So I suggest playing Borderlands the series if any of you have any interest in that. You can play it on PC, basically anywhere that's not Nintendo. But yeah, Mario Party 5. We started up a game of Mario Party 5 recently. It's a 50 turn so game, and it's been very boring. As that game is, we did not pick Undersea Dream because we wanted to at least be awake for the game. We're playing Toy Dream. It's about turn 20, and
nothing exciting happened.
Really, it's me, Dark Boo, and Spider Star. You on that? And wow, yeah, I don't know. I've been playing lots of other games too. I played Tomb Raider. I'm playing Ace Attorney, the Spirit of Justice right now. Trying not to let Boo spoil every last thing for me. I started Ghost Trick. I started playing Chrono Trigger. Wow, I'm playing a lot of games. So
Battlefield
1. Oh, that game's so beautiful. Yeah, that's And Crosswords. I'm still playing Crosswords on my 3DS. Crosswords Plus. This is so funny. We put it on. I have a 3DS capture kit, and I plug it in, and I show it on the computer screen, and then I screen share it to Spider-Star and Dark Boo, and we play Crosswords together.
It's fun. It really is.
It's actually really fun, and it actually helps a lot because, I don't know, three minds together, three really intelligent minds together, working to solve a crossword. It's so much fun. And I love, because there are words we never hear of when we go through after the puzzle's done and we look up the words and we're getting smarter and our vocab is expanding. Not that Boo's needed to be expanded anymore, but it continues to expand.
Well, Boo now knows that a personal computer is not a portable computer.
Yes, he does now. And he made... It's portable. Yes, it's portable. It's portable.
Oh my god, when he said that, I thought... Oh, was it personal? Was it portable this whole time? And I was just being stupid. I was like, oh yeah, I knew that. I knew that. It was portable. I felt stupid. And then when we saw it, I was like, it was actually personal.
I was like trying to justify. I'm like, portable computer? How does that make any sense? It's not a laptop. That's what a laptop's for. That's portable. This doesn't make any sense. Oh, but no, that's a lot of fun. That's what we've been doing. And just to kind of wrap that up, I'm trying to think of ways to keep in touch with like some people after we're done with the podcast, because I want to still be able to play with people, because sometimes when we go on Smash, random people will join me that have added me on Nintendo Network, and that's cool and that's awesome. And I love playing with you guys. Want to see if there are other games or areas I could continue that. Maybe I'll come up with a list of places you can still follow me and play games with me for next podcast, because I don't want to leave everyone hanging, because we have gotten some emails already from people who are like, you know, tell us how much the podcast means to them and that they're going to miss us, or
you guys,
where can
the
they
sweetest,
follow
by
us.
The way. Just want
to
say that.
It's really nice, yeah. And if you haven't sent in an email, we really encourage you to. What is it? The LostLevelsMPL@gmail.com?
Absolutely. You know, and you yes. can just say like a comment, or if you want to, even if you want, you can ask us a question if you want. That would totally be fine too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's going to wrap it up for me for what you've been doing.
I'll go next if that's okay with Boo. What have I been doing? I've been working a lot. Most of my schedule mostly has been like 4-hour shifts each day. So it's not a lot like so much like with Soul schedule's more, but it's like a 4-hour shift each day. Most of the time it's in the morning, which I don't know about you guys, but when it comes to my job, I prefer to work in the morning. I don't want to work late in the day. I hate working at night later in the day because it's just so annoying. Because it's like you have to look forward to it for the rest of the day. Well, at least if it's in the morning, it's like, okay, let's do this, get this over with, and then go home. You guys know what I mean? I don't know if you guys know what I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Other than that, I've been playing an assortment of different games. I recently got Mario Kart 64 and Mario Party 2 on the Virtual Console. I've been playing that with some of my friends. And of course, I'm whooping all of their butts because I'm a Mario Kart 64 master. I'm the king of that game. People can't faze me. I don't get hit by things like stars, blue shells, or anything like that. So I'm usually very, you know, very forward and always getting first. I've been playing that. I've been playing Super Smash Brothers. There's actually a tournament in my area, which I'm hoping to go to maybe. It's on, not Sunday, it's on Monday at night. I think it's more like a weekly. You guys know what a weekly is? I don't know if you guys know what a weekly is, but think of it this way. It's like every week, it's kind of like a small little tournament every week. Does that make sense? I don't know if that makes sense, but it's like a small tournament with like
that makes sense,
30
yeah.
people, 40 people, like that. Just a small tournament. And the person
is each one connected to the last, like people from this week move on to the next week, or is it a separate thing each week?
No, you finish it the day of, like when the tournament starts, you finish it, and then a new tournament starts that week. So usually it's
sounds fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. Oh my god, I've been to it before. It's fun. Oh my gosh, but sometimes it's not the most fun, and the reason why I'm not saying a location, because sometimes there are people who are so badly a sore loser.
Oh,
and they draw their controller.
Really?
They do. It's
can you
very...
film it, please?
No. You know what? No, I can't film. I'm not going to film it. You know how embarrassing that will be? I'm already holding back, dying, laughing my head off. I don't want to film it as well.
Gosh.
It'll be worse. But yeah, that's the only negative part. But I encourage anyone who likes Smash Brothers or even something like Mario Kart that you go look in your area to see about people who meet up for like weeklies or whatever, because that's very fun, and you just meet people who are like the same mind as you. Like, it doesn't even have to be just Nintendo games. I'm pretty sure like there are games of like, you know, Sony, PlayStation 4 games, Xbox One games, even PC games, that there are tons of different places that you can go and just meet people who have the same interests as you and just play a game and have fun. just watch out for the sore losers, because when it comes to competitive things like Smash Brothers, there's a lot of them, and people are gonna throw their controller. But what would you do if you were playing with someone, you beat them, and they threw their controller?
Laugh. Because I will laugh.
Would you tell them something? What if they're like, what if they insult you?
Oh, they get cussed out. Okay? Cussed out. Breathe the filth.
Oh my gosh, can both of you go to the same weekly? Oh my gosh, no. Please, and then film.
I don't think so.
No, because I lose, and I'll be ready to punch someone in the face.
Oh my goodness.
Just bring a spare frying. Never
mind. This isn't Burger King. Come on, stop. Oh, okay. Other than that, I think that's most of the games I've been playing. I've been wanting to play Bravely Default for the longest time. I have Bravely Default 1 and 2. I have Bravely Default 1 and 2, and I haven't really played them yet. What the heck? Two good games, I'm not even playing them. What in the world? My 3DS is starting to get jealous, you know? My 3DS is starting to feel neglected, like how Dark Buddhas want to get a 3DS. So, like, my 3DS is feeling, like, neglected, like, I don't own it. So I really need to get back into 3DS games. By the way, Essie, have you beat Pokemon Moon or Sun or whatever you have?
I did. Yes, I have, yeah.
Did you beat it?
Are we going into spoilers?
Oh, no. I'm not going to go into spoilers. I'm just saying I actually recently beat it. Yeah, I didn't beat it for a while because of work, because I was so busy, and just when I get home, I'm like, I don't want to play. I want to play the 3DS, but
yeah.
I actually beat it recently. Yeah.
Nice.
About time.
And were you surprised who the champ?
I was actually very surprised. I'm not going to say who. I don't want to spoil. Ha. I don't want to spoil it, but yeah, I was actually really shocked. I was like, what the heck? And I'm so glad I didn't spoil that for myself, because usually I spoil myself when it comes to other games, but I didn't do that, so. Props to me.
Yay.
Other than that, I think that's actually it. That's pretty much all the games I've been playing. I've been uploading some videos on my YouTube account. I uploaded a video of me playing Paper Mario Color Splash. I'm going to be doing a playthrough of that, hopefully. Which I think I'm going to start maybe streaming it, like, on Twitch. Because I feel like it'd be more interesting if I had people, like, commenting while I'm playing. Because for a game like Color Splash, I feel like that's a game that would be more fun to play with people, like, listening in or whatever. And then also, I just actually posted a video just now of me talking about the Nintendo Switch presentation. You guys can check that out. Maybe see my opinions right after the Switch presentation. This was filmed right after. Like, literally, like, let's be real. 20 minutes after. But right after, kind of. Okay. So... You can go check that out as well. That's on my YouTube channel. And yeah, that's it. I'm sorry for going on for too long, but that's it.
No,
that is everything. That's everything.
Boo.
Working Hebrew slavery. That's what's been happening. I've been working like a Hebrew slave from 9 to 5. And I have my other job. I've been working that too. It's been tiring. My back ache, my neck ache, my everything ache. Okay? And Borderlands with Ezzy. I've been playing Parasite Eve 2, because I beat the first game before. So I'm playing the second one. I'm at the shelter, basically. that's the area. That's what it's called. No, I'm at the laboratory, not the shelter. Well, yeah, it's the same thing. So yeah, shelter. I got a long way to go to beat the game, but I spoiled myself already, because I already remembered it. Yeah, that's all I've been doing. I feel like I want to cheat that game anyway. But, yeah, that's all. There's nothing else. I've been work, home, eat, sleep.
Play my Party 5.
Oh, my Party 5 boring, so I don't want to talk about it. Very boring. That's all. Yeah, I've been... I don't want to say this, because if I put it out here, it'd be high expectations, and I'm lazy, so I don't want to say it, so never mind that. That's all I've been doing.
No, say it. It's a lot. One of the last. What have you been doing?
Because people don't expect it.
Go ahead.
Stool pigeons. I've been working on the game, updating the graphics, updating coding. I did all the items. I created all the items. I just never showed anyone yet. Created all the items and the graphics, and I did the code for one mini game so far. I'm just going to do a code for one of each minigame, and then I'm just going to build from there. But that's all I've been doing for that, because I've been lazy and neglectful. very neglectful.
So before we wrap everything up, I did want to mention that today is January 14th, which just so happens to be the podcast's 5th anniversary, in addition to Mario Party Legacy's 9th anniversary. It's a really special day for me, a very special day for all of us on the podcast, and unfortunately we couldn't do 250 on this day like we always do, just because, again, with our time schedules being all over the place nowadays, it's really hard to schedule things. So today's a very special day. I mean, we're going to save everything that we have for a normal anniversary episode for next and final episode, 250. I know. But I just wanted to mention it, that today is the anniversary. 5th anniversary. 5 years. 5 years.
Man, we are old. Oh my gosh. 5 years.
Ancient, decrepit, obelisk, statued, everything of the book.
200. It's going to be 250 episodes. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. I still feel like we're on, like, the 100th episode.
I can't believe,
no, seriously.
I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it's not butter. In case you guys don't know, that's actually a type of butter, really.
thank you for clarifying. But like we said, tune in to next week, 250. That's when we're going to really get into it. And we have a special... It'll be a special episode. More special than just final episode and anniversary episode. So keep an eye out for that. I'm going to do some ending information, which, I mean, you can subscribe to us at the Lost of Us podcast on iTunes to keep up with us. Because, you know, who knows if we ever do another episode past 250. Make sure to leave us a rating and review. It helps us grow. You can find all our past episodes at our website, thelostlevels.marioprelegacy.com, and our Mario News and Community at marioprelegacy.com. Lost Levels on social media, facebook.com/thelostlevels, on Twitter at Lost Levels MPL, on Tumblr, thelostlevelspodcast.tumblr.com, and at youtube.com/users/thelostlevelsMPL. I'm Super Zamzy on Twitter, Nintendo Network, YouTube, Xbox Live, PlayStation Network, Origin, Steam, everywhere. Super Zamzy. El país de Donkey Kong. Ooh. Ah. I love that part. Esta el Cecinio Banana.
Alrighty. As for me, you can follow me through the ends of the earth, across the frozen sea. I am Spider Staryu on YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, Google Plus, and Instagram. All of it is Spider Staryu. So go follow me on all of those places. You know, even though the podcast is going to be ending and this is such a sad thing, you know, I'm still going to be around on social media. So if you can still hit me up, you know, don't ever be afraid to contact me. Like, be on Twitter and just be like, hey, Staryu, I listened to the podcast. I just wanted to say hello. I'll say hello back. I would love to. So you can message me. Oh. Bananas.
Can you hear that?
Yes, I could.
It was so loud that I was going through the mute. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, that feel free to message me like on one of my social media places. And yeah.
Dark Blue 007 Twitter, Dark Blue YouTube, and at the 007 for Nintendo Network as well. Oh lord.
And with that, we are going to end episode 250. Oh, keep playing it. We don't stop. And with that is our penultimate episode. Thank you for listening, and we will be back for our final episode next week, episode 250.
Kenna, goodbye. Thank you.
Don't go. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.